Well, we're going to kind of follow up on something that we got into last week, and that got a lot of attention on the Bryant Park Project blog.
And other blogs,
yes,
too, really picked up the story.
It was a discussion about a public service announcement in Dallas, Texas. It was aimed at telling kids to pull their pants up. The PSA was a rap song by a gospel rapper named Dooney DePriest.
I don't think that's his given name.
Well, we're going to have our fact-checking department get on that, if that's his birth name or not. But let's hear a little bit of Dooney DePriest.
Pull him up. Yeah! Be a real man. Stand up. Is that your underworld, man? Pull your pants up. I'm a grown man on my grind trying to shine. How you gonna grind with your mind showing your behind? I think it's rude, but some of y'all think it's cool. Walking around showing your behind the other dudes. It looks retarded, degenerate.
All right, so his skills as a rapper, not bad.
No,
people have been singing that song. But some of his lyrics, something about showing your behind to other dudes and discussions about real men and what that means, our blog readers kind of caught on to something. They began to question these lyrics, pointing out that the song used homophobia to scare kids into pulling up their pants. Here's one comment from our blog. William wrote, "Yes, as soon as those kids hear that they look gay for doing it, they'll stop. And so the stereotype that gay equals bad is perpetuated. How will the gay kids among the blacks feel?"
Mara wrote,
"The blacks?
I'm not."
Never mind.
Next up on the show, whoever wrote that. Mara wrote on our blog, "I'm not sure how there could be any question about this. The song attempts to get kids slash guys to pull their pants up in part by saying that saggy pants make it seem like they have sex with other men. In what way could that not be seen as homophobic?"
Was that the actual intention of the song? Well, we contacted Dooney DePriest, the religious rapper, about this song. And Dooney has already posted an apology to the gay community on his MySpace page. He told us the song was not an attack on homosexuals, but he also told us he really isn't down with the gay folks either. Take a listen.
It has nothing to do with the gay community, because like I said, I was dealing with the N-word too, you know what I'm saying, as well. So, hey, like I said, I wrote an apology to the gay community, and that's basically about all I can do, you know.
The issue, Dooney, is that by making it uncool, you're saying being gay is uncool. Being on the down low, as you write in your lyrics, is the uncool thing.
Well, what I'm saying is not being gay is uncool. I think the fact that 80% of the young men on the streets are ignorant of the fact of what it truly means, and so my thing is to educate them. Now, whether their sexual preference is to be a homosexual or being gay, that's their problem. I'm the street priest, and I have real good Christian values on what I believe in, and I am against homosexuality, but this is not the reason why I wrote the song. My thing is to educate them. Now, if they still want to wear their pants below after being educated and being made aware of what that truly means, and if they want to be known as being a homosexual or on the down low or gay, that's their sexual preference. I have nothing to do with that, because only God can judge them. I'm not here to judge them. I said that in the beginning of my rap. I'm the street priest. I'm not here to judge. If you want to be gay, that's your problem. That is something you have to deal with between you and God. My whole thing of doing the song was to create some peer pressure amongst the young people to where it changes their mindset, to where amongst their group of peers, to where they're saying, hey, let's pull up our pants, man, because I don't want to be considered gay.
That was Dooney DePriest, gospel rapper based in Dallas, Texas. I, by the way, asked him if he wanted to freestyle an apology on the Bryant Park Project.
Not so much.
He didn't know what rhymes with homophobic. Romophobic. Anyway, Dooney DePriest, Dallas, Texas, the artist behind the public service announcement, Pull Your Pants Up.
It looks retarded, degenerate, and real hard. Yeah, you're hard, but now it's hard to get a real job. What's up with it, bro? I'm just trying to let you know. Put a belt around your waist before your pants hit the floor. If you're 20 and above, and you still sad, man, you grown and you wrong. You should feel bad. A disgrace to your race. Where your pride at? Come on, man, pull up your pants and get your pride back. I'm not saying don't show your swag with your bag of jeans. I'm just saying don't show your with your bag of jeans. Pull them up. What's up?